Good morning, everybody. It is WMFO in Medford. I'm Mike. I will be here for almost another hour with you, playing Freeform and more new noise for you until then. Let me start with the last song there, because on Saturdays, usually there's a plan to go see live music, and that's going to happen today. It's an early show at the Plow and Stars. Starts at 4 o'clock today. You just heard who's one of the bands that's going to be playing there. It's Randy Black and the Heathcroppers from his album called The Sky Goes Clear. Talk Much. That was Days Gone Blue. I love that track. Randy hasn't played out in a while, at least not since his summer with Back Porch Carousel. So very, very excited to see him. Sarah Levesque is going to be there as well, and I'm going to play something from her at the end of the next set as well, just to show you how good she is. So if you can, Plow and Stars today, 4 o'clock for Randy Black and the Heathcroppers and Sarah Levesque. Just before that were the Dead Boys from 1977. They had a record, and they called it Young, Loud, and Snotty, and it was all this and more. Dinosaur Jr., yeah, I played them before today as a new noise, but, you know, sometimes I'll find that they have new work, and I'll look through some stuff, and because I like covers just a little bit, I noticed that they did a great cover, Just Like Heaven. They did that on 1987's You're Living All Over Me record. The Replacements were the number two song in the set. Song was Can't Hardly Wait. It's called the Tim version from their 1997 record called All for Nothing, Nothing for All. And there's a lot of different versions of that great song. And that Tim one is like shrouded in like, I don't know what to say. It's kind of special. There's like five versions of that, I think, and they're all really good. All right, and speaking of all really good, Glowbox was our new noise. Their new record is fantastic, called Your Call is very important to us, and it was Here We Go Again. Love Glowbox, just a great local band. All right, I have another great local band for new noise for the next set. These guys are called If We Go At All. And they're just so phenomenal. We're so lucky around here to have such great talent. Their new record in 2021 is called Form Follows Function. This one is Volunteer. It's more new noise right here at WMFO.
Don't make Dreams. I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert. Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Dead, but you live. but nothing is left to the imagination. The time on your hands has already been wasted.
Good morning again, everybody. I'm Mike. It's about 10:21 in the morning here at WMFO Medford. And just finished up yet another set. Let me tell you what we played there. I'll start with the fifth one. As I mentioned, there's a great show at the Plow and Stars today starting at 4 p.m. We heard Randy Black and the Heathcroppers before, who will be there, and Sarah Levesque Band will be there. Just a fabulous track from them, the title track from their record a couple years ago called Beautiful Defeat. Just before that, had a couple of real girl power pop bands, man. The Muffs were the fourth song in the set from 2014's record they called Whoop-De-Doo. That was Weird Boy Next Door. And just before that, our own, Boston's own, Justine and the Unclean, a single they released in 2018 called This System is Set to Self-Destruct. And just before that, there was a live version of a track released in 2005 by Toad the Wet Sprocket. They called it Welcome Home, live at the Arlington Theater in Santa Barbara. That was All I Want, of course. And, boy, we started off with the new noise for this set, Boston band If We Go At All. Their latest record is called Form Follows Function, and that was Volunteer. Just always gorgeous stuff from them. All right, had another leftover request for our friend Mike Maloney. Requested it last week, couldn't get to it, but wanted to do it today. This is from a band who is from Southern Maine. They are called Livin' Brilliant, and they have new noise. This one's called Take Me Home. This is New Noise at WMFO. We'll be right back.
listening to the radio.
Tufts Freeform Radio, WMFO, Medford.
Ah, bravo!
1, 2, 3, 4.
WMFO in Medford. It's about 10:41 in the morning on this Saturday. How you doing? My name is Mike. What's yours? What's that? I'm sorry. Oh, I forgot. I can't hear you. Anyway, thank you for shouting it out. I'm sure that you did. Let's see. Thankfully for you, I'm only here for about 15 more minutes, just so that we can get something about the women on the air. A recorded show, again, coming up today from the wonderful DJ Jane. She'll be on at 11 a.m. Don't miss it. All right. Let me tell you. Have I mentioned she's got the greatest voice in radio? Because she does. All righty. Let's see. New noise for that last set was a leftover request from Mike Maloney. Thank you, Mike. Southern Maine's own Livin' Brilliant from their new record. It's an EP called Holy Smoke. That was Take Me Home. Creedence Clearwater Revival from 2014's Cosmos Factory. That was My Baby Left Me. The Stripes, Now and Forever, my pet band. That was from their record, the first one I heard from them, a debut called Snapshot in 2014. That was a cover. I think that record was all covers. Blue Collar Jane. And by the way, they were 14 years old when they did that record. Just saying. They've broken up now and they're going on other things. But wow, The Stripes with a Y. The fourth song of the set was from Chuck Prophet. What a fantastic artist he is. In 2017, he gave us a record called Bobby Fuller Died for Your Sins. That was Killing Machine, a killer track. See what I did there? I know you do. And the last track was beautiful, wasn't it? Blackberry Smoke featuring the beautiful Amanda Shires. Amanda is a betrothed to Jason Isbell. They did a duet called You Got Lucky. Yeah, it was a Tom Petty cover. I mean, that's demonstrably showing that I do love covers. I don't even look for them anymore. They just come to me. Beautiful Tom Petty cover right there. All right, the new noise is from yet another Boston band called Modern Day Idols. And what can I say about these guys? I've been lucky enough to see them twice in the past 6 weeks or so. And their latest record actually came out in 2020, and they had a big record release party, and then COVID. So I went to their record release in 2021. This is from their self-titled record called Modern Day Idol, strangely enough. Great stuff from these guys. New noise is Don't Know What It Is. It's Modern Day Idols right here at WMFO. Oops. Sorry about that.
I know it's true.
It's WMFO. I'm Mike. How you doing? It's about, 10:57 in the morning, so I got to talk fast and go. Something About the Women is coming up next with DJ Jane. Don't miss it. You're going to love it. Let me tell you quickly what I played. Started off eventually with Modern Day Idols. Sorry, guys. Love your music. I'm so glad I finally... My brain was saying, wait, it sounds familiar, and it said, you idiot, you played it before. So, oops. Sorry, Modern Day Idols from a wonderful record they just put out. That was Don't Know What It Is. The Smithereens were next from 1990's 11 record. That was Blues, Before and After. And I ended the set with two of my favorite not-so-well-known artists and tracks. The first was Jason Faulkner. I did this in 1996. The record was called Presence Author Unknown, Afraid Himself to Be. And that last track was by an artist called Michigander. Just in 2019, the EP was called Where Do We Go From Here? And that was Misery. All right. I am Mike. Such a pleasure to talk to you and play stuff for you. If they let me, I will do it again ASAP. Next week, I'll be away because I'm going for Thanksgiving, you know. But maybe somebody will fill in. Maybe I'll get inspired and record something or something. But in any case, I think I'm going to be on Mark Skin Radio next Saturday at 9 a.m. MarkSkinRadio.com. If you're so inclined. Anyway, and with that, if they let me, as I always say, I will be back to talk to you sometime in the 9 o'clock hour on the radio. I'm Mike on the Mic. Thanks so much for listening. Really appreciate it. Have an awesome, awesome Saturday.
COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.